And here on KBRB, it is time to check in with our open line program from the Ainsworth Community Schools. As usual, when he's available after the board meeting, we join in with Superintendent Dale Hafer. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Well, not too bad. Things look a little crazy towards the end of the week, so we've had some scheduled changes. Do you know that?
We have, yeah. It's, you know, the weather, it's always nice to get some rain. None of us are going to complain about that. Maybe we could, you know, work on our timing a little bit.
Exactly.
But we'll work around it. That's okay. But I do have some updates here from the activities department. Of course, it's homecoming week here in Bulldog Country. It's always exciting. Kids are having a lot of fun, you know, with the different themes for each day and all that stuff and the activities that are going on all week long. So tonight or this afternoon or evening, we have varsity volleyball at Broken Bow. It's a triangular with Broken Bow and McCook, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And then Wednesday, you know, the big change for this week so far has been we moved district cross country to tomorrow on Wednesday, October 11th. The girls will run at 2, followed by the boys at 2:45. And Thursday just did not look like a good day to, you know, try to force, you know, that many teams into running a district cross-country meet. So everybody was pretty much in favor of getting that in a little early and having the weather cooperate a little better with us. Thursday, we do, though, have varsity volleyball at home. And so that's exciting. We got lots of stuff. You know, everybody's getting to play this week during homecoming week, which is awesome. And triangular with Stewart and Boyd County. And so we're excited for that. Friday, obviously, we've got football with Boyd County starting at 7. Still trying to, you know, we're going to see what happens with the homecoming parade, you know, starting at 2. I'm sure that Mr. Robleski and everybody involved, they're watching the weather and looking at that, and we'll communicate any adjustments there as needed. We'll just see how that goes. Saturday, we've got varsity volleyball at Valentine at the tournament starting at 10:30. And then Monday, we've got reserve volleyball tournament at home starting at 4. And teams in that are Burwell, Sandhills, Thedford, Valentine, and, of course, us. Little update from the principals. Mr. Wright just wants to remind everybody about weather changing and students dressing appropriately. You know, be prepared for recess and all that good stuff. Kind of cold in the morning, but then it warms up in the afternoon. It's kind of have to have a plan there. They're planning on October, a monthly celebration at the end of the month. Which will be open for the public, and it'll have the kids' costume walk in it to have a little fun with Halloween. Fire Prevention Week, because of the weather and some of the other issues, they're working on scheduling that for a little bit of a later date, so we have a nicer day to get that in. So stay tuned for that, elementary parents. 7:12 from Mr. Dyke's desk. Just wanted to remind parents and students, watch your lunch accounts and your balances. We're starting to see some become overdrawn. It's something simple to overlook. And as the weeks and days click by, you can end up with a negative balance. Need to get those taken care of. And if you have any questions with that, just contact and the high school office or district office will help you. And Friday is the homecoming parade. He's reminding everybody of that again, like we just said, and we'll stay tuned for all that good stuff. The parent-teacher conferences, we're going to adjust those. They'll be held on Wednesday the 18th, and we'll do a 2 o'clock dismissal on that day and run conferences from 2:30 to 8. And that's just noting that pretty high chance that, you know, we're fully confident in our Bulldogs to have another win on Friday. Good chance going 8-0, and we'll be hosting a football playoff game on that Thursday the 19th. So just getting ahead of the game there so parents can schedule things. And plus the 19th is an in-service day anyhow before the fall break on the 20th. And so we adjusted those conferences. And if people remember, we did the same thing last year in light of the playoff game. From Mrs. Sleater's desk, anyone with homecoming parade entry forms, please return those to school by Wednesday the 11th. Juniors are involved in taking the ASVAB this morning. And college fair for juniors and seniors will be held on Thursday, October 12th. Springview and Cody Kilgore students are joining us. And it's from 12:30 to 1. From 12:30 to 1, Education Quest will have a mini financial session. So anyone's welcome to attend there. So especially parents of college-bound students or, you know, soon-to-be college-bound, that would be good information. And we've got a group scheduled or two groups scheduled for two group college visits this fall. On Wednesday, November 8th, where Mrs. Sleater will be taking students to Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture in Curtis. And then on the 14th of November, they're headed to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And they'll tour both City and East Campus on that day. October 16th and 23rd, many of our students in grades 8 through 12 will be taking one or two Nebraska student health and risk prevention surveys. Parents have been sent emails that tell about the surveys and along with an opt-out form. So please return any opt-out forms by Friday, October 13th if needed. If you got any questions there, just contact Mrs. Sleater. She'll be glad to help you. So there's the updates from the others this morning. So we had a board meeting last night, and relatively uneventful, you know, coming off of September with budget hearings and the budget and all that. There's typically quite a bit on that one. October can typically be a little bit of a lighter meeting. We did start off the night, though, we had a work session from 7:30 to 8, just a short little time frame there, where we zoomed in. Carrie Stevens from the Nebraska Association of School Boards, who was working with the board on and discussing an option and a service that they provide that connects with the strategic planning process we've been doing, and it has to do with surveying and or doing a survey and doing some work with staff well-being, climate and culture, those sorts of things. And it's pretty easy when you get in the strategic planning process. There is a, you know, everybody has a part in that plan, but there is a really strong focus on getting input from the community. And although we feel like we have, you know, got input from our staff and teachers, we want to make sure we continue to do that and their voice is heard. And you know, it also, you know, whether it's administrators, teachers, et cetera, when we're there day in and day out, you know, it's easy to, you know, get used to things or overlook some stuff. So it's another way, too, of having an outside person come in and do some simple survey work to provide us some data that can help us, you know, fine tune the things we do. And because we really are committed to keeping Ainsworth Community Schools a great place to be for everybody. And it's also part of, you know, the board. One of the things that they've started to focus on more and more is retention of staff and recruitment of staff. You know, the last few years, especially the last couple, you know, the number of candidates schools are seeing when we have openings has decreased. You know, then there's a push these days to encourage students to go into education and to recruit those students, you know, back to your school, those types of things. And so a well-being survey in climate and culture for our staff relates to that initiative to we are heartfelt and concerned about and committed that we want our school to be a great place to be a staff member. And so if there's little things that we're overlooking or missing or stuff that we can work together to do differently or improve on what we already do well, that's what we want to do. So that's part of that. Okay. Within my report last night, we talked a little bit about the budget that we just approved. And, I just wanted to extend appreciation to the board members, but then also Deidre Stoner and Lacey Marbury for it takes a team to realize that budget. And so getting that approved and done for another year is always a milestone. And so very much appreciate their input and efforts. Also, even though we didn't have, much participation, honestly, within our budget retreat and our budget hearing, we still get quite a bit of input throughout the year and also leading up to the budget from our patrons. And I just want to, continue to extend that ongoing open invitation. We're happy to visit with folks. We're happy to talk budget. And especially now where things are a little different. There's stuff going on with the governor's financing and the governor's state aid or the foundation aid that we received. Things are a little different right now. And so how does that impact Ainsworth schools? And, we're doing our best to work for the taxpayer to keep our programs going, but realize, some savings when we can. And so, that's where we arrived at, basically cutting $565,000, out of our tax request from the previous year. We were able to do that, due to foundation aid that we had received. So, each year we build it based on what we need, and hopefully we can continue to do that and work together and keep Ainsworth moving forward. We talked a little bit about just buildings and grounds things and projects. We're finishing up the new boiler project, still wrapping some things up related to the elementary HVAC project that was, ongoing from a year ago last summer. And it is amazing right now. And I know that folks out there that, deal with stuff on the ranch and the farm and whatever are probably going to identify with what I'm about to say, is that getting specific things and waiting for parts and the supply on certain items is really an issue still. And it's kind of amazing. We're dealing with some of this as you'd hope that we're past pandemic enough, that it's not an excuse anymore, but we have a hang up with certain parts and things but it's not affecting what we do at school, but we're working with those folks that are doing that work for us to get those things completed. The last round of rain we had we hadn't had a leak, for a while. Discovered one, which is, kind of typical. There's a lot of sections of flat roof on our facility. The good news is we have Guarantee Roofing there today. They're our roofing company who has earned the bids competitively for our roofing sections we've worked on for the last few years in replacement. And so spots that we're seeing that are under warranty. And we did experience and had mentioned previously, we had some wind damage this past year to the third floor of the old high school building. And then also actually the new gym roof that was new in the fall of 2019. And both of those have been secured, so we don't have any issues. And the third floor will be replaced this summer. And then they'll fix, whatever they need to with the gym roof. And that's going to be covered, through our insurance, through AlleyCap, through the School Board Association. And so that'll be nice to have that happen. We are shifting gears a little bit here. We're in the middle of, if anyone noticed last night, we had another update to board policy. We have an ongoing service that we subscribe to with the School Board Association so that when the legislature or whatever change comes down, we're staying current with our policy. One of the things that we feel we're missing, and the board has challenged me to or charged me with bringing them options for, is an adopted review schedule so that not only can we communicate, okay, to our patrons, here's our board policies, here's where you can go look at them, et cetera, but also, too, here is the schedule of when we routinely review these policies, whatever sections they may be, you know, sections with students or personnel or the business operations of the district, all the different categories. And so we're working on, I've been working with Jim Luby, who's the policy director at NASB, and we'll be getting together with our policy committee of the board, which Mark Johnson, Scott Eartham, and Brian Doak are on that committee. And we will review, and those gentlemen will help me make recommendation to the board on a review schedule. And what that likely will look like is on a biennial basis, so every 2 years we'll have gone, or 2 to 3 years, depending on what the committee selects, we'll have gone through every policy again, so that we keep them continually current and we don't find ourselves, you know, 10 years down the road and we haven't looked at a given policy. A lot of times, some things just, they don't change a lot. They are what they are, but, you know, we want to stay up to date. The other part with that is, it'll give patrons, if they do have a concern with a specific policy, it's hard for a board to, like if someone has a concern, the board, unless there is a obvious issue with a policy, they're likely not going to just, every time there's a concern, change a policy. But the appropriate way to handle that is, okay, well, here is when we look at that policy, we are going to formally take input, and if we're going to make a change, that's when we're going to do it. And so we want to get more formal with it, so in case folks do have an issue and want to come have dialogue with the board about the policies of their school district, they have an open opportunity to engage.
Now, a couple minutes here, okay. And then so...
Yep. We're just about done.
Okay.
So we had... Action items were pretty straightforward. We adopted some option enrollment standards, which are pretty straightforward, had to do with LB 705, the Christmas tree bill. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. And other than SPED cases are on a case-by-case basis. Another update of policies, and then we approved Lacey Marbury as one of our recording secretaries for the board. And the last thing I'll mention is, want to warm all the parents up out there to snow days are on the horizon. You know, it seems nice today, but before we know it, we're going to get surprised with that first inclement weather day. So be watching for communication from the school on reminding you how we handle snow days and how we'll communicate with them or about them, you know, attendance things, et cetera, because we just all have to work together when we're in a 1,100 square mile school district. Calling perfect snow days doesn't exist, you know, all the time, and we want to work together so that that's a little less stressful for folks. But other than that, that kind of wraps it up for the October board meeting.